As you may have seen in the bulletins, past bulletins, this is the Sunday of our participation weekend. We will have a little shorter homily to allow time for the appeal. This Sunday's scriptures are actually very fitting to our Witness to Hope capital campaign. In fact, the readings of the last three Sundays have also centered in this theme of working to cultivate the Lord's vineyard, to cultivate God's kingdom of heaven here on earth that desperately needs the light of the gospel, the good news, to shine brightly on the darkness of our world. Remember that each time we pray the Our Father, we pray, God's kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So notice we don't pray to enter into God's kingdom only when we die and please God, go to heaven. But we're praying that God's kingdom come now, here on earth, not just some distant celestial reality outside of our own dimension of space and time. We're praying that God's reign of justice and peace vanquishes the reign of injustice and chaos in the here and now. That God's reign of faith, hope, and love vanquishes the reign of doubt, despair, and the division we see in our world. We're praying that the root causes of tragic incidents like last weekend in Las Vegas be uprooted and replaced with the seeds of kindness and compassion. At this Mass, we pray for the souls that perished in Las Vegas and for the consolation of their family members. Quite the tragedy. And so going back to the parable, we humanity are those tenants to whom God entrusts his vineyard. And like those tenants, we humanity have rejected the creator of this beautiful vineyard that is our world and sown all kinds of evil in it. And God has repeatedly sent his holy servants, and we silence, we bully, and we torture them, right? Just look at pop culture, the way it ridicules the church and the people of faith, and that there are more martyrs in this last century than the all of church history combined, other centuries combined. So what happens in the parable then? The master sends his son. Surely they'll respect his son because it's as if the very own master had come. But even he, they tortured and killed, thinking that we can take possession of everything for ourselves. And that's exactly what the great powers of a godless humanity have tried and are still trying to do in the rejection of God from society. Take everything for ourselves. But this plan, as we know, praise God, backfires. Even as evil tenants continue to try to kick God out of his own vineyard, he does and will have the final say. And by God coming into our world and becoming one of us in his only son, Jesus Christ, that reign of sin and death received its death blow. Now, here's the interesting thing that pertains to us now. Guess how God has ordained that victory over justice and evil, how that victory is to spread throughout all the earth. He establishes his church, right? Which he commands to proclaim the good news throughout the nations, through which he shares his very life with his people and the rich sacramental life of the church. You know, to put it simply, through the church, God gives us himself. And in receiving Jesus Christ and becoming one with him, you and I become the very body through which he acts and perpetuates his healing and saving ministry in every time and place. This is the great mission of the church. And the way Jesus brings his healing and saving ministry to our little corner of the world is through our parish of St. John, the Mother Church of Jackson. Like a lot of God's vineyards all over the world, you know, our vineyard here in Jackson, the Jackson region has been overrun with thorns, rocks, and weeds, particularly of the hemp or cannabis variety. That's a joke, folks. You can laugh. Thank you. But seriously, this is why we have to ensure the security, the beauty, the flourishing of these sacred grounds. Because since 1856, since before the Civil War, it is from this holy site that the mysteries of salvation flow and shine upon God's vineyard here in Jackson, right? And guess who the currents of living water that flow and the rays of light that emanate from this holy site, it's you and me, the living stones of the church, who receive the life of God here and then are to share it and cultivate God's vineyard of Jackson with goodness, with unity, with truth, and with beauty. So will you join me and your fellow Christians on this noble mission with which God entrusts us? So as we transition to the Witness to Hope appeal, I want to call up Shane, who will read a letter from a parishioner, Julie Pinkos, that Julie sent this letter to Father Brian, Andy, and me. The letter was unsolicited. Julie said she just felt moved by the Holy Spirit to write it, and it arrived earlier this week. So you've heard the invitation from us priests already, so the staff thought it would be good to hear from a fellow parishioner at all the masses for participation weekend. So in fact, Julie herself read it this morning at the 8 a.m. Mass, for which she beautifully plays the piano. She couldn't make all the masses, so take it away, Shane.
My dear fellow parishioners, my name is Julie Pinkos, and my husband Rich and I have been members of St. John Parish for 34 years. We were drawn here by our next-door neighbors, who are still part of this wonderful family-friendly congregation, which made us feel so at home with our four-month-old baby and two-year-old at that time. Since then, we have immersed ourselves into the life of this parish. As a part of the music ministry for the last 30 years, I have sung and played for countless Sunday masses, weddings, and funerals. I have also been the chairperson of the Worship Commission for around 20 years and am currently serving on the Parish Pastoral Council. Rich uses his considerable technical skills as sound guy and in his role on the Building and Grounds Committee. I have never experienced the kinds of things that have been happening at St. John over the last 3 years. If you have been with us, have you noticed what is going on? Have you felt the fresh breeze of the Holy Spirit flowing into this church community? If you have only recently joined us, perhaps that's what drew you in. By the energetic pastoral leadership of Father Chaz, our parish is being transformed. He has surrounded himself and us with spirit-filled staff members who have been gifted with the particular charisms most necessary for their jobs. If you have been fortunate enough to participate in the Tuesday Bible study, our RCIA program, or the Thursday Women's Group, you've immediately noticed that Todd Gale and Angel Kirkle are gifted and most personable teachers of the Word and the sacraments. Andy Beal, our Director of Parish Operations, is a godly man whose eye is always on facilitating our participation in liturgies and the life of our parish. There are many other staff members just as gifted who also work quietly behind the scenes with love and faithfulness. Our Alpha courses and our strong youth programs are just a few of the other manifestations of the working of the Holy Spirit at St. John. But they don't make all these loving efforts to just get us into the building on Sunday morning. It's obvious that the whole point is to draw us into a personal relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Perhaps you've noticed how Father Chaz so eloquently encourages us in virtue in his bulletin articles, giving us ideas about how and where to pray, for example. In homily after homily, he has minced no words in telling us the truth about the challenges we face living in this fallen world and offers practical suggestions for growing in holiness. And I don't know about you, but Father Brian's powerful gifts of prayer and preaching always move me to drop all my resistance and surrender to the Lord with my whole heart. Inspired by all these good people's efforts, I now start my day with 30 minutes of prayer time and attend as many of the weekday masses as I can fit in. I have made the sacrament of reconciliation a more frequent priority. As a result, I have experienced such a flood of love from the Lord and from the ones he has placed in my life, such as I have never known before. It supports me in all my daily trials and overflows, I hope, onto those around me. I have a real sense that the Lord hears my prayers, and I trust that his answers come to me when I am patient and listen for them. So after all the wonderful things that have been happening here, It just breaks my heart to hear that fewer than 2 out of 10 of our parish families are currently participating in the Witness to Hope campaign. The Lord has been so good to us and has given us everything we have. If you haven't already, I urge you to prayerfully consider a pledge in thanksgiving to the Lord for the many ways he has blessed us in this parish, and to sustain the ongoing momentum which is binding us ever closer as a parish family. Rich and I have made a pledge that has been a sacrifice for us. I believe that no matter our circumstances, with prayer and patience, we can all discern an amount that would be a pleasing offering of gratitude to our loving God, who has been so abundantly generous to us. Even a one-time gift is not too small. Please pray, thank him, and ask him for his guidance in this, and listen for the answer with patience and trust. He never disappoints. In Christ's love, Julie Pinkos.
Thanks, Shane, and thank you to Julie for that beautiful witness and the invitation to participate in the Witness to Hope campaign here. That is for both our parish and our diocese, but the great news is that we have surpassed our diocesan portion of our goal, so now 100% of all funds pledged over the next 5 years will go toward our significant capital projects here at the parish at all three campuses. That's St. John Church, St. Joseph Oratory, and St. John School. And for those who want to support one of those specifically, that you can preference your pledge to apply to that preferred campus. So about 300 households have pledged over $1,917,000, which is an awesome amount, right? That alone is a huge success already, as we are very close to our $2 million goal. These households have been so generous, and we are so thankful for you out there who have already pledged. Now, we have about 800 households in the parish who make a contribution during a given year. So with 300 of those having pledged so far, if our remaining parishioners make a pledge of $2,000, for example, which would be about $33 a month, we would have enough to make our stretch goal of $3 million. You know, with our $2 million goal, we simply picked out the two or three most urgent big-ticket projects in each of those three campuses that need to be addressed within the next few years. So while we hit a home run, we'll hit a home run here by achieving our $2 million goal, we hope to hit it totally out of the park and raise enough for Heritage Hall and the projects in the 10-year plan that the Building and Grounds Committee has identified as important capital and maintenance, capital maintenance and improvement of this historic place. Now, I do want to address an elephant in the room. I've heard that some have been intimidated by some of these large pledges, even though it's over 5 years, right? Father Brian has pledged $15,000. You know, I've pledged $25,000 as your pastor. Staff members have pledged. And the bishop wanted us to share those amounts so that you know that we are with you in this, right? That the church is not asking anything that her own ministers wouldn't do. But I want to reiterate that no one should feel intimidated by some of these large pledges. There is power in the number of contributions, the number of participants. That's why this weekend is called Participation Weekend. So what the church needs is your participation, that you support the building up of God's kingdom, the tending of God's vineyard in whatever way that you can. All right? If that means $5 a week, you know what? That's a $1,300 pledge over 5 years. If that means $10 a month, that's $600 over 5 years. All right? Remember that it was the widow's mite, the one who contributed the least, but contributed what she could, that Jesus singled out and praised. You know, so we're not asking for equal gifts, but for equal sacrifice. So if you're that widow, we praise God for you. We thank God for you. We want everyone to have the opportunity to participate in the work of the kingdom and to take ownership in this historic parish as good stewards of the Lord, as those good tenants, yeah? So gathering together in this church today, for example, was made possible by the blood, sweat, and tears of those who have gone before us. And now it's our turn to leave a significant legacy to our parish and community. So in a brief moment, the ushers and volunteers will come forward and distribute the pledge cards. So volunteers, if you'd report back there to Andy. So whether or not you've made a pledge, it doesn't matter. I ask you to take a packet because we have a little thank you gift for you in the envelopes. It is a stone coaster with the revised logo that our pastoral council had done. They look sharp. And so that's just to remember this historic year. And everyone can keep the stone coaster, even if you aren't a parishioner and are just visiting. Consider it a souvenir, your reward for sitting through an inter-parish appeal instead of a normal homily, right? Consider it a souvenir of your visit to St. John. Though please feel free to use the pledge card to make a one-time contribution. So I ask the volunteers to continue to send those out, come forward with the pledge cards. And as they come to your row, please help the volunteers out by each head of household raising your hand. Again, whether or not you have already pledged. And volunteers, don't forget the folks in the vestibule and standing up. You'll notice there's a big envelope and inside there's a little envelope. So if you would open the sealed envelope, the big envelope, and look inside, there is a smaller envelope. Now, beyond being able to do the work of God better, your faithful generosity is also a personal blessing to you, right? So I want this moment to be a decision of faith for you that you feel great about. So please remove the pencil and the pledge card from the envelope at this time and turn to the side of the pledge card that says three spiritual considerations to guide your pledge. And so regardless of the amount that you discern that you can pledge, you'll be blessed if you are motivated by those three things that you see there, right? By your, number one, by your gratitude to God for your life's blessings. Number two, by giving freely with joy rather than begrudgingly out of obligation. And number three, by giving selflessly out of love for God and for others who will benefit. So please say a quick prayer as you discern your pledge, that it comes out of this sense of gratitude and joy and love. I now want to walk through some steps for everyone. Whether or not you've made a pledge, please complete that the parish name and city along with your own name and address info on the front of the card. And please print clearly, because these are not like the cards that were mailed out that have your name on them. So this would be our only way of knowing your right spelling and all and whatnot. So please print legibly. And if you turn over the card, on the left of the pledge card, you can see a series of pledge level options for your reference and the monthly amount for those levels, different levels. For instance, on the bottom there, you'll see that $25 a month adds up to $1,500 over the five-year period. Now, please complete the lines just to the right of that for those three lines, total pledge, amount enclosed, if any, and total balance. If you want the pledge to start later than January, please mark the start month that you would prefer. And then, just to the right of that, you would choose the term, whether you want to donate this total pledge amount in 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years. And then the frequency, whether you want a pledge reminder monthly, quarterly, or annually. Now, I want to address for a second those who have already made your pledge. I ask you that you continue to complete this card with us now. We want everyone to go through that spiritual exercise of offering their pledge here, as the contributions are placed before the altar of God. So the only difference for you who have made a pledge is that above the total pledge box now, write the words Amen in capital letters. A-M-E-N, Amen. Put that in the above the total pledge box and then fill in the total pledge number. If you have a preference as to where your pledge goes, there's a white slip of paper on which you can indicate that. Please place a number one on that campus if you have a preference. And finally, please make any checks payable to Witness to Hope. That's very important. Witness to Hope rather than St. John. Don't put St. John Church or don't put St. John Parish in any of the Witness to Hope checks, because thank goodness the diocese is handling the administrative burden of the processing. And so they've had some problems processing, however, when the checks are not made to Witness to Hope. So please place, that is if you write any checks today, but any future checks too, please write to Witness to Hope. Sign and date your pledge. They won't process it if it's not signed. And there is also a space for if you want to use a credit card or automatic bank draft information if you're interested in making payments that way. We learned from the other masses that people need an extra minute or two, so we're going to play some background piano music to give you some time to finish completing those pledge cards. But before we do that, three important reminders. Make sure your handwriting is legible, please. Sign the pledge card, and any checks, write Witness to Hope, not to St. John. So, Shira, thank you. In a moment, the ushers will come forward to collect the cards from you, so if you would... If the ushers would come forward. And the only thing you'd please, I mean, again, please keep the commemorative poster even if you're a guest. The only thing that should be turned in right now is the participation card in the participation weekend envelope. And any, if you have a preference, you can stick that in there too. So thank you so much for your support of the Witness to Hope 2017. God bless you all.